Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, thanks for being with us on the Trocare College Live Line. Want to start with the president yesterday speaking after over a week of turmoil on a lot of college campuses all across the country. The president comes out and speaks on it yesterday. What did you think about his tone, and what did he need to accomplish while speaking there?
Well, I think he's trying to find what's for now been more of a silent majority inside his own party. Most Democrats, most young people, most college students don't actually identify with the mission of a lot of the most vocal protesters. That's not the image you might see on television. I think that's one reason he spoke out. Obviously, and he spoke, I think, quite clearly about the need to protect First Amendment rights and free speech. But if you break the law, you break the law, and there has to be consequences. And there are a lot of college students who aren't part of these protests that have seen the end of their semesters disrupted, maybe their graduations disrupted, maybe even canceled, or having problems getting to class. And that's not acceptable. And that's the balance he's trying to strike. Even while giving voice to the people when the legitimate concerns that are being voiced by a lot of the protesters, to say there has to be a line here around illegality, no matter what the mission and what the protest is about.
You know, but it took 2 days of violent protests for him to speak for the first time about it. Is he worried about the youth vote?
You know, it's interesting. We had a poll out this morning that had that took a look at young voters, and their views on Israel, Gaza are not really all that different than their older brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents, frankly. It's you know, there's a little bit more growing skepticism about American support for Israel, but there isn't some tectonic shift among young voters. And there's a lot of young voters that have a lot of issues that are far different. But I think the concern around young voters is real, and it's actually bigger than Israel, Gaza. It extends into the job market and inflation and crime and immigration and everything else that everyone normally thinks about. Student loans, of course, a huge one as well. So there's a whole panoply of issues that I think matter to younger voters. I don't think Israel, Gaza is necessarily at the top of the list, but there are a lot of likely or should be Democratic voters who are a little skeptical about President Biden this time around.
Does it maybe go to show the difference in, you know, this is taking over major college campuses? You have some colleges say, well, we're not even doing commencement this year. I mean, it's a huge deal. For most Americans, you know, how often are you thinking about the war in the Middle East? Probably, maybe right. Never in the course of a day. I mean, such a striking difference as to, you know, what's going on in these little bubbles than what's going on Main Street.
And it's worth noting, I mean, there's demonstrations and in, you know, hundreds, thousands of college campuses. Most aren't violent. Most are perfectly fine. And we're not in 1968 where people were protesting about a war that was involving college students themselves who might be about to be drafted. And there a lot of their brothers and cousins were part of military service in a war that a lot of people felt like the U.S. had no real interest in. This is so different than that, even if the outward, you know, the outward facing aspect of it might seem roughly similar. But I think that is part of what makes this odd. I also think it falls into the broader context of, you know, a border that is by all accounts still out of control, of concerns around crime and public safety. These things all get kind of interrelated in people's minds, and that's a very powerful political argument for the former president to make against Joe Biden, to look at what's happening in Biden's America.
Rick, why do you think that this is so difficult for universities? I mean, there's the right to free speech, there's the right for people to peacefully assemble, but violent protest is not protected. It crosses a line.
I think universities traditionally have gone out of their way to accommodate protest. It's a culture that exists for decades on campuses, and to accommodate, open exchange of ideas, and to be kind of open and more free than a typical, you know, private institution or even a public institution with the private elements that a major state school would represent. They want to listen. They want to show that they're listening. Their constituencies include students and faculty and alumni, and it's a very diverse coalition. And I think that kind of allows it in some cases. Again, most colleges and universities have handled this just fine by all accounts, but in some cases to maybe cheat a little bit in the direction of leniency, of allowing something to happen. You know, there's also been, growing signs of outside agitators, people that aren't actually associated with the university communities, who are actually, some of them believe in this cause. Others might just want to create a little bit of chaos and the visions of chaos around it. But it's, you know, it's become a hotbed. And, you know, I also don't underestimate what so many college students have gone through. This year's graduating seniors had virtual high school graduations because of the COVID pandemic. They've had such a disruptive 4 years of education. And a lot of them are just frustrated here as their college careers wind down.
You know, on maybe a similar note, as we mentioned, you know, how many people are not really paying attention to some of these issues that are getting so much attention in certain bubbles? What about the Donald Trump trial that's going on right now in New York City? How much is this playing in the minds of your everyday voter?
Oh, I think not much at all. I mean, I think some of the lurid details and the New York tabloid-heavy details that have come out in the last couple of days are sensationalized and interesting. Trump's out there almost every day talking about these things. I don't think it's relevant for most people, but it is interesting. We've seen this consistently in polling. There's a chunk of Trump supporters, people that say that they support Trump right now, who say if he's convicted of a crime, they'd reconsider that support, maybe not, even not vote for him. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think it underscores the stakes of this trial. This is probably the only criminal trial Trump's going to face before the election. If he wins, he probably doesn't face any other trial. And there are political consequences and just practical consequences of having someone who's convicted of a crime running for president.
You know, he doubled down this week. Said he would not commit to accepting the results of November's election. He said, if everything's honest, I'll gladly accept the results. How concerning is this?
Well, it's almost exactly word for word what he said in 2020, and then we saw what happened on January 6th. And look, I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know that we're going to see a repeat, but it is, I think, important to listen to what candidates say, Trump in particular, not just, you know, allow the noise to kind of wash over everyone. What he's saying should be of concern, no question. He's still convinced a large number of his followers of falsehoods around the last election. He talks about them. He makes up new ones sometimes, and they are lies. I've been clear about that, and I think we should be clear about it, about the last election. He had every opportunity in court to prove all of those claims. He did not prove any of them. And for him to then say, look, if things break my way, that's fine. I think it has to be something that's considered. It has to be something that people take into account. If you want to vote for him, then you have the opportunity, but you have to be clear-eyed about what you're getting.
Well, Rick, thank you for the time. Always appreciate it. Rick Klein joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.